As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, March the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always news, that's for sure. Hard facts when we can find them, workable solutions, we try and float those in as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular, of all things, and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game to be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions, or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast, area code 512-904-8014 if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access, or you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You'll also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Some rather interesting guest opportunities coming down the pike. I don't know whether I'll go with them or not, but they're interesting nonetheless. But you can communicate with me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. I must have gotten on a list. All of a sudden, I'm being flooded with these requests to interview people to sell their books. I don't know if I'm going to do that, though. Anyway, for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel 16, and TalkStream Live, getting out there to the whole world. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals this morning struggle to hold earlier gains. Crude oil declines. U.S. dollar up. We'll talk about all that in a moment. BP employees facing manslaughter charges. Rehabbers making lemonade out of lemons. Shippers jump on the soap and water radiation promise. Bankers bob and weave, avoiding regulators' blows. All that in the news basket today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's look at our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $4.50, having covered back some of the, recovered some of the losses it had yesterday. It opens up this morning down $4.50. At $1,416.40 a troy ounce, silver off 30 cents at $36.86, now on the low side of 37 again. Platinum up $2 at $1,741, and I don't know how many levers and muscle power that was required to make this happen. Both palladium this morning off $3 at $741 too, so it's a $1,000 split between platinum and palladium. Exactly, and it's been happening like that for a couple of days. The lows and the highs of the gold spot market this morning, $1,410.50 for a low, $1,421.90 for a high. What have we got in there, $11 spread, something like that. But at $1,416.40, your gold is up year to year, $307.40 for a 27.72% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, fixed the price, set the price, pegged the price in the AM fixing at $1,414. We're trading a couple of bucks above that as of airtime. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, March the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, you can jump in, log on, bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. You'll find all of the contact information for the broadcast. Throughout the broadcast, you can always call in at 866-841-1065. Let's go back into our market report for this morning. Active trading again out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We find gold trading off $4.50, although it's up higher than that now at airtime. But an hour ago at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, gold was off $4.50 at $1,416.40 an ounce. Silver off 30 cents, and this is all spot bullion market prices here, folks. You won't be able to buy it for this. But anyway, silver off 30 cents at $36.86. Platinum up $2 at $1,741. Palladium off $3 at $741. How that works out, I don't know. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, $1,410.50 for a low, $1,421.90 for a high. Again, it's up $307.40 year to year. And if you go back and look at the charts, you can find them on Kitco.com, www.kitco.com out of Canada. You'll see that we're basically tracking this line that is $300 above where it was 12 months ago, and it's just progressing along. So we can say it's a bull market. The highs continue to get higher. The lows continue to get higher as well. We're just kind of marching along, and as the dollar declines in value, gold and silver, the other metals and commodities continue to go up in value in relation to the falling U.S. dollar. Anyway, the London gold fix this morning, You want to find out more about the London Gold Fixers, the Price Fixers in London? That's the London Bullion Market Association, and there's a group of bankers, I guess you'd say, the super elite, those elite bankers that we talk about. That's right, to refrain from talking about our Talmudic brothers. Anyway, there's a London Bullion Market Association, and there's a group of bankers, and they get together, they get on the telephone and have conference calls, I suppose, and they run up their little flags representing each of the various central banks, and they set the price of gold twice a day, morning and afternoon. The price fixers this morning set it at $14.14, and it's a little bit above that. Now, SPDR gold shares, we talked about that quite a bit yesterday. Overnight, they pair off another 2.12 metric tons of gold. That's a few ounces, folks. I didn't do the math for you, but you could probably figure it out. But that's a lot of gold they sold off, all right? So on this morning, they claim to be holding in their electronic treasure chest 1,211.84 metric tons, and that's valued at these spot prices at $55.2 billion. Now, there's big hands and deep pockets. They're not the only ones. The GOL, the GLD, some of these other exchange-traded funds, they're also involved in the silver market, the SLV, etc. So you just keep your eyes peeled on those and watch. But they have enough clout to be able to make major changes in the marketplace in a nanosecond. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down, along with the rest of the indicators, in a sea of red ink, closed down off 23 at 12,198. The NASDAQ closed down 12 at 2731. The S&P 500 closed down 4 at 1,310. The crude oil this morning off 83 cents a barrel at $103.15 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma, as they say. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 10 basis points, not much, but something. Anyway, at 76.31, and of course the markets are all awash in red ink. The foreign exchange rates reflecting that upward move in the U.S. dollar index. The Canadian loonie this morning, you know, little Timmy Geithner, he's got his trade-weighted basket of currencies. That's the USDX. If you don't understand what the United States dollar index is, it's really not, that's not even correct. It's just flat out the USDX, the U.S. dollar exchange. You can find out about it at theice.com, theice.com. It's the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies. It's a yardstick, a basket of currencies, and the U.S. dollar is in there. And so they come up with these numbers on a regular basis, and we report them. And as those numbers change, so does the foreign exchange rates. And this morning, in the foreign exchange rate basket, we find the Canadian loonie up 21 basis points, exchanging in trade against the U.S. dollar at $1.02. So if you're going to go up to Canada to buy cigarettes and booze, you know, your dollars are going to not buy you as much as they used to buy in Canada. You have to pay $1.02 to get one Canadian loonie. The Mexican peso, on the other side of the coin, tack welded, riveted, driven home with bridge spikes with the U.S. dollar. It hasn't changed at all. It changes little teeny fractions, but it's still 8 cents a pop for pesos. So you can exchange U.S. dollars if you can. I would suggest you do the exchange on this side of the border. Seems to be a little controversy about accepting U.S. money south of the Rio Grande, but this morning the Mexican peso is fixed at 8 cents U.S. So you fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. Just remember that phrase and don't let the Mexicans cheat you when you're buying a sombrero or a blanket. The euro this morning off 11 basis points at $1.41. The British pound off 6 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.60. And the Swiss franc, as we've been reporting, still strong and well above parity against the U.S. dollar. It moves down 54 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.09. The bond market this morning, the yield on your bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield on the 2-year is at 0.79%, which is relatively high comparatively to the last couple of months. The 10-year at 3.45 and the 30-year at 3.45 also? No, that's got to be an error on my part. Skip that one. The mortgage rates this morning, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.14% a month ago to 4.06% this morning. Now, about a month or so ago, A lot of these numbers were hitting closer to 5%. Maybe it's been 2 months now. But we're seeing a downward push in the mortgage market, trying to entice buyers to come into this mortgage scam. I would recommend that you don't. The 30-year this morning, flat. A month ago, it was 4.85. This morning, it's 4.85% as well. The prime rate at 3.25% and holding. And your gold to silver ratio this morning is 38.43 ounces of silver will buy you 1 ounce of gold. So if you're out and around looking at the gold market, stopping into your brokers and stuff like that, just keep that number floating in the back of your mind. You should be running about 38.43 ounces of silver to 1 ounce of gold in these spot prices. Look at the Econoday calendar for today. Lots of activity happening. The ICSC Goldman store sales is out. We'll talk about it. The Red Book is out. Case-Shiller Home Price Index is out. And the Consumer Confidence Report should be out during the broadcast. Tomorrow, the mortgage banker's application, purchase applications, will be out. Challenger job cut will be reported. The ADP employment report will be out. Petroleum status. So it's a big day tomorrow. And then again, Thursday, we'll have the jobless claims, the producers, or the Chicago PMI, factory orders, and on Friday we'll close out the week with the employment situation, etc. So construction spending and other things. So there's a lot on the plate this week. And as we've talked about in the past, whenever we look at this kind of the Econoday calendar, what you're seeing is basically the kernel for the various economic reports that you'll hear in the news throughout the rest of the day. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny, smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
And so moving through with the economic report for this morning, the ICSC Goldman store sales comes out on this wise. The store sales week-to-week change, they had a 0.2% positive. Store sales year-to-year was a 2.6% growth is what they claim. The ICSC Goldman reports a 0.2% week-to-week gain for same-store sales in the March 26th week, with details definitely mixed. Citing unseasonable winter weather. What does that mean? Unseasonable winter weather. Warmer than regular or colder than Skidinch? It's been cold and wet and damp and crummy around here for a long time. And we usually have the bright sunny spot on the planet. Anyway, and high gas prices. The report says March has been a tough month for retailers, but ties the weekly gain to strength at supermarkets and drugstores, offsetting weaknesses for seasonal spring goods. So I guess people aren't buying garments, you know, your Easter outfit and things like that. They're sticking with the essentials. And as we've said so many times in the past, the things that you need are going to go up in price. The things you don't need are going to go down in price. And when it comes to choosing, people are going to choose more and more the things they need in life as opposed to the endless list of human want. The Easter shift from early April to late April is another negative for March. Oh, boy, the merchant man's holy days. Well, it reflected in the year-on-year comparison, which moderated 0.4 to a plus 2.6%, so on and so forth. And so, you know, people look at this, and then we see the price of gold go up and down and everything else. Here's the Red Book, same focus, different group. In contrast to the ICSC Goldman, Red Book says spring sales have been solid, reflected in a rise in its reading for the same store year-on-year sales. So they say liars have a chance to figure, but figures seldom lie. I guess it all depends on what yardstick and which stores you're tracking. But anyway, Red Book says spring sales have been solid. Well, that's their report. Here's the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, a little bit more important. They're looking for, let's see, the prior was down 0.9. They got a 0.9, ain't no better than it was the last time. Rates of home price contraction are not deepening based on mixed Case-Shiller data for January. Yeah, they're not deepening, but they're staying poor. The best news in the report, in the adjusted series, which shows a 0.2% decline for the composite, 10 index versus a long series of deeper declines, including December's 0.4% decline. But the adjusted series does show a deepening in the year-on-year decline. Don't you love the way these economists think and write? Oh, my. The unadjusted data shows a third straight 0.9 month-to-month decline. That's dropping about 1% per month. A little more than half of the 20 cities sampled show continuing monthly declines year-on-year. We're talking about the home sales now. Year-on-year declines for Phoenix, Detroit, Portland, Minneapolis, and Chicagoland are in the high single digits. These data, which are three-month averages, aren't reason for optimism, but really shouldn't deepen pessimism. Yesterday's gain for pending home sales is a plus for the outlook, though distressed sales will continue to pressure prices. Well, let's talk a little bit about that, but before we get to that, let's go over to this, because I really wanted to talk about this first in the broadcast this morning. And that is, my condo gently weeps. You know, we're not out of the woods yet in the Gulf of Mexico, although this story has gotten very stale with everything else happening, including all of these spontaneous revolutions in Asia and the tsunami in Japan. BP managers are said to face U.S. manslaughter charges review. Wow. Is it possible? somebody going to be held accountable? Justin Bloom and Allison Fitzgerald writing for Bloomberg New News, or Newsy News, as I like to say. Federal prosecutors are considering whether to pursue manslaughter charges against BP PLC managers for decisions made before the Gulf of Mexico oil well explosion last year that killed 11 workers and caused the biggest offshore, they say, spill, certainly wasn't a spill, in U.S. history. You know, you knock your cup of coffee over on the radio table, that's a spill. What went down in the Gulf of Mexico was a gusher, and it's not a spill. Anyway, according to three people familiar with the matter, U.S. investigators also are examining statements made by leaders of the companies involved in the spill, including former BP chief. They're going to put it that way in the textbooks. You just know it. It'll go down in history forever as a spill, and everybody will be wondering what dumped, you know, including former BP chief executive officer Tony Hayward. Wow. Wow, Tony, look out, buddy. Somebody's moving on you. During congressional hearings last year to determine whether their testimony was at odds with what they knew, one of the people said all three spoke on conditions, blah, 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 that they not be named because they weren't authorized to discuss the case publicly. Charging individuals would be significant to environmental safety cases because it might change behavior, said Jane Barrett, a law professor at the University of Maryland. So by piercing the corporate veil and going in and actually fingering, perhaps charging, perhaps incarcerating or hanging by the neck until dead by from the yardarm, some of these batards who value corporate profits and advancement and progress, growth, and change higher than they do human life, maybe if they pierce that corporate veil, some of these people would think twice and change their behavior. At least that's what's being advanced by Jane Barrett. Quote, they typically don't prosecute employees of large corporations. Why does the size of a corporation matter? Whether it's a large corporation or a small, well, largely because the large corporations have the pocketbook and the legal beagles to defend against all comers in this adversarial system of law that we live under, said Barrett, who spent 20 years prosecuting environmental crimes at the federal and state levels. Quote, you've got to prosecute the individuals in order to maximize and not lose the deterrent effect. There is no deterrent. A law has, you know, if it can't be enforced, if it's not enforced, it's no law at all, right? The Justice Department in June said it opened criminal and civil investigations into the spill, which began after April the 20th explosion aboard the Deepwater Horizon rig that London-based BP leased from Transocean of Vernier, Switzerland, and then you could just go on with the entire list of all the people involved. Examining charges? Excuse me. BP fell as much... Well, who cares? Now they're going to talk about the stock shares. Authorities are examining actions by BP managers who both worked on the rig and on shore to determine whether they should be charged in connection with the workers' deaths, according to the People. Prosecutors have been looking at charges of involuntary manslaughter or Siemens, get your mind out of the gutter, Siemens manslaughter, which carries a more serious penalty of up to 10 years. So they're bringing the Admiralty law and all of this stuff, so it makes it kind of an interesting story. At least I thought so. Certainly as interesting to me as this story has basically just completely gone under the radar and has been that way for a long time. There's a little more. On another venue, back to our home prices, Kay Schiller. Excuse me. Alex Kowalski writing this for Bloomberg. House prices in the U.S. probably fell, raising risk of extended sales decreases. All right? Pick up that story and much more along the real estate with your calls after these words from our sponsors.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back into this discussion and continuing the discussion as regards to home prices. It's really in the news that it's an important issue, so we'll stick with it for a few moments here. But again, house prices in U.S. probably fell, raising the risk of extended sales decrease. And there are several different articles that are out here this morning letting us know that there's not only lemonade to be made in all of these lemons, but there's still continuing controversy between lenders and borrowers and government regulators. Residential real estate prices probably dropped in January by the most in more than a year, raising the risk that home sales will keep slowing, economists said before a report today. We just gave you the report. That's why I always like to start with the Econoday report so that you know the information that they're basing these comments upon. And here it is. The S&P Case-Shiller Index of property values in 20 cities fell 3.2% from January 2010, the biggest 12-month decrease since November of 2009. The property values all across America are still in steep decline. And that's not exactly good news for people that are out there with these huge mortgage payments, the huge property tax payments, the huge insurance payments on their Casa Grandes, and the property value just sucking away below their feet. All right? Continuing. Rising foreclosures are swelling the number of homes on the market. See, that we're not out of the woods on this one yet, which may lower prices further in coming months. falling home values, this is not a trip to Walmart, falling prices, falling home values in turn may keep potential buyers on the sidelines waiting for better deals, hurting construction and consumer spending as owners' equity evaporates. Anybody own a home? Anybody out there own their houses outright, let's say? That's your equity. And as your equity evaporates, all of those mortgage payments and all of that work that you've done is for naught as the house value just continues to go down and down and down. The more home prices fall, the article continues, it is easier for people to wait to buy. And that can reinforce the downward cycle. In other words, people aren't jumping out there and rushing about. If somebody's going to lay out $250,000 on an average home in America today, hopefully they have the IQ to support an investment of that magnitude, and they would check the marketplace before they go and buy. All right? And many people are. Then it continues, and it says the flip side is people still need to sell because you've got a lot of people who have stressed budgets. Stressed budgets. As if a budget could be stressed, you know. How's your budget doing? I kind of know, man. It's kind of all stressed out. Take a drug. Everybody does. The S&P Case-Shiller Index, based on a three-month average, is due at 9 a.m., blah, blah, blah. We already gave it to you. The New York-based Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Gauge, due at 10. It's out now. You could go and find it and pull it up. Fell to 65 from 70.4. I guess we don't need to go and look at it. People are losing their confidence. The projected drop compares with similar surveys in which consumers' economic outlook dimmed. Oh, well, unemployment is still high. House prices are falling. Everybody's, you know, in the toilet financially. Of course people's consumer economic confidence is down. The Case-Shiller report may show that home prices fell 0.4%, blah, blah, blah. The year-over-year gauges provide better indications of trends in prices, the group has said. Well, it's hurting recovery, and there's a lot more to that discussion. Let's go to the next article, because it's along the same lines, all right? Some interesting things happening in all of this. All right, here we are. Cash-paying vultures pick bones of U.S. housing market as mortgages dry up. What's up with this? All right. Let's go there. Close that one out. Here we go. Yeah, let's close that one out. Got a new technique I'm using. Here we go. Cash-paying vultures pick bones of U.S. housing market as mortgages dry up. This by John Gittleson. Not exactly an Irishman. A name like that. Here we go. Here's the story. Della Vaco Properties LP. Interesting name, huh? Della Vaco. Della Vaco. I don't know, it could be Italian maybe. Properties LP plans to spend as much as $30 million this year and $40 million in 2012 to buy bank-owned houses, that'd be repos, and condominiums in foreclosure-ridden South Florida. The private equity fund will pay cash. And so in previous months I've been reporting that we've seen this thread being floated that people are buying houses with cash rather than going and getting mortgages, as the mortgages are more difficult to obtain for the average person, qualifications and all of that. And a lot of people are buying their houses with cash. Well, Dorothy, let's find out a little bit about some of these cash buyers. These guys have got $40 million to buy bank-owned houses, buying houses out of foreclosure. Remember, everyone's heard the story. Back in the Great Depression, what was it, 29, that people were buying and picking up land and apartment buildings and factories and houses and everything for pennies on the dollar. Well, Dorothy, here we are again. As lenders tighten mortgage standards and consumers stay on the sidelines amid a five-year slide in home prices, all cash purchases are surging. Of course, you know, Vicki Davis has been telling us all about these foreign economic zones and the foreign direct investment and things like that. We've got people all over the world that are holding our Federal Reserve bonds, our bond and indebtedness, or treasuries, and they're looking to capitalize and collateralize those bonds. We've got people that are coming here on visas to work for Intel out in Oregon and other places, coming over from Asia on their visas. We've got people coming into this country from India, probably going to have a surge of people coming from Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Syria, Yemen, Oman, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia, too. Why wouldn't you want to get away from that mayhem that's going on over there? You wouldn't want to get shot at every time you go outside, right? Well, the deals are done mostly by investors who can get properties for less than buyers needing loans, fix them up, and resell or rent them. I was faced with that option on the house right next door to me. It was in foreclosure. It was available for about $25,000 in a residential neighborhood. I could have picked the thing up. It was an absolute dog pile, literally and figuratively. But knowing what I know about things, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to get a good title. I wasn't going to get marketable title. All I could get was one of these little toxic loans. Well, some other fellow came along and he scooped it up. He did a gloss over, put it on the market, wasn't able to sell it, finally took it off the market and rented it. All right, lots of people are doing this. This would be an opportunity for you to make some lemonade out of lemons if you happen to have a few shekels in your bag and the ability and the interest and the energy to do a few rehabs. You could actually perhaps secure your financial future going forward for many decades in a row. If there weren't vultures, excuse me, if there weren't vultures out there, you'd have a city of dead carcasses, close quote, said Robert Theocles. Maybe he's from Greece. An independent consultant for Fort Lauderdale, Florida's based at Delavaco. Delavaco. Said in a telephone interview, it's like the circle of life. It's like the circle of life, okay? So you've got these vultures sitting out there on the fence posts. A record 33% of existing home sales were made to cash buyers in February when an annualized 4.88 million properties changed hands, the National Association of Realtors reported. That compares with 15% of 4.82 million annualized sales when the Chicago-based trade group started monthly tracking on such purchases in October of 2008. In Florida's Broward County, where Theocles is based, deals with no mortgages made up 69% of the sales in February. What are these guys doing? About half of all purchases were done with cash in the Miami, Las Vegas, and Phoenix areas, where prices have plunged and bank-owned properties abound because of the high foreclosure rates, said Oliver Chang, a housing market analyst with Morgan Stanley. Cash sales in those cities, as well as in Chicago, Cleveland, Los Angeles, New York, Seattle, San Francisco, and Washington District of Corruption, rose to 199,557 homes last year, compared with 138,888 in 2004. So a lot of people are climbing on this wagon. There is money to be made if you know how to do it.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so for those of you out there in the audience that can recall back to the days of Ronald Reagan in his first and second term and Jorge Walker Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, as a vice president, and then following along as president, you may be able to remember the time when the interest rates all of a sudden just went straight up. Wow, I'll tell you what, that was something else. But property values at the same time in that inflation-rich environment, property values just started to go straight up. It wasn't at all unusual, even in cities like Seattle, to find a small fixer-upper for $30,000 or $40,000. You can put $14,000, $15,000 and a couple of months' worth of your labor into it and turn around and sell the property for $50,000 or $60,000 and, you know, make more than you could actually make in a year's wages at a professional job. All right? So things were kind of moving along, but the interest rates all of a sudden, it was the Volcker-Reagan paralysis of America, the interest rates started to go skyward. All of a sudden, all of those credit cards that had been put into circulation, man, everybody had three or four of them. Credit cards in those days, folks, were brand new, really. But everybody had credit cards, and everybody was out drinking and dining and dancing and putting money on their credit cards. But all of a sudden, the interest rates on those credit cards just started to go for the moon. Unbelievable. All right? Into the 20s and 30s, you know, range. Residential real estate mortgages started to go 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20%. In order to qualify, it was very difficult to qualify. That old rule about 25% of your income, your monthly nut, being applied to your mortgage payment, they had to make all kinds of adjustments. They started pushing it up, trying to get up higher, but they weren't able to get too high. But people was finding very difficult to, you know, qualify for a loan, just like it is today. So in each generation, they kind of do the flush on people's investment programs. Under the Reagan administration, they also changed the tax laws so that people that held rental properties and multiple properties, all of a sudden they lost all the write-off ability that those properties afforded them when they bought them. So the whole financial puzzle was turned inside out and upside down. So many people found themselves in a bad situation where they had several rental houses, or maybe many, and they weren't able to sell them because the interest rates were so high, and yet they couldn't afford to keep them because all the write-off benefits had gone away, and you just couldn't get enough in rent to cover the difference, okay? A big, bad problem. Well, it's happening again today, but it's going the other way this time. Now the interest rates are quite low, and the property values are in decline. So this continues. The article says, flipper's advantage, quote, is almost like an arbitrage, Chang said in a telephone interview from San Francisco, referring to the investment strategy that seeks to exploit price difference between related securities. You buy the house at a discount with cash, then you flip it, in other words, you put it on the market again, almost immediately to a first-time home buyer who's using a mortgage simply because they were not able to buy at the foreclosure sale. So you hang around down at the courthouse, and all of these properties come up for foreclosure. John and Jane Average don't understand the process. They're not willing to wait a year for the foreclosure, the sheriff's sale, to clear. They're in a hurry. They want to buy something. And so they're not sitting there with a portfolio of residential properties and rural properties in a portfolio just waiting for a buyer. Right? They're not in that game. So you can do this flip. All of a sudden, you know that you've got it clear to go. The people that are being foreclosed out aren't able to raise any effective challenge. They're definitely out of the picture. You're good to go as far as the county is concerned. The sheriff is concerned. You put the house on the market and you sell it. You don't have to price it up near the top of the market. You want a good sale on it. So these are this flipping that they're talking about. Lenders reject mortgage applications for foreclosed properties because the homes lack utilities, appraisals are below agreed upon prices, or deals take too long to close. There's other problems why mortgage companies are rejecting foreclosed properties, because even the mortgage companies know that they don't necessarily have a clean chain of title there. But there's more. The proportion of cash deals could hit 40% by the end of this year. Now, these are speculators. These are investors working in the marketplace. This isn't John and Jane Average. Man. Turnkey deals. One emerging trend is turnkey transactions, where cash buyers repair foreclosed homes. This is what we call sweat equity. All right, sweat equity. If you want to find out more about it for yourself, there should still be copies of these books out there. It's How I Turned $1,000 into $1 million in Real Estate in My Spare Time by William Nickerson. William Nickerson, that's the title of the book and the author. And you'll find in there a formula, a method by which you can do similar to what's being done here, where in the course of maybe the next 2 years of this downturn, you could walk yourself right out of poverty and into at least a comfortable lifestyle just by applying yourself daily to fixing up older houses. So here it is again. One emerging trend is the turnkey transaction, where cash buyers repair foreclosed homes. Now, this is what happened right next door to me. It took the fellow that did it about 30 days. He really did a poor job. He did a gloss over. He didn't really restore the house. He just made cosmetic changes. But if that's his portfolio process, and he's willing to suffer along with a slightly lower resale value and not concerned about who buys it and puts the Hispanic couple next door to me, then I guess it's okay. You know, down the road he goes. So again, where cash buyers repair foreclosed homes and manage them as rental properties for other investors. All right, now, who are the other investors? Well, said Elmer Diaz, the former president of the National Real Estate Investors Association in Covington, Kentucky. Diaz said he works with four groups raising money to acquire properties in the Fort Collins, Colorado, Sarasota, Florida, South Bend, Indiana, and the Houston, Texas areas. The groups manage a combined 200 housing units, adding about 10 a month, he said. So you become an employer in the process, or perhaps you're working with independent subs and contractors going out and doing the work. Here's how it works. We find the deal, do the rehab, find a tenant, and manage the property for the turnkey investor. You know, so maybe you've got the Shalik Mod Mahdadi over there someplace in Saudi Arabia or Libya, and he's got some extra dinero. Maybe he's sitting on 60 or 70 tons of gold buried in the sand someplace under his camel. And he wants to invest that money over here, or maybe he's upside down in U.S. bonds and treasuries, and they want to invest that money, capitalize it over here, collateralize their debt. And so they bring their capital over here and work with an individual and begin buying, rehabbing, holding, and renting lands in this distressed economy. Continuing, not all cash deals are done by property flippers. About 55% of what? International buyers. Want to find out more about this? Jump up on Vicki Davis's website, www.channelingreality.com, and read about it for yourself. About 55% of international buyers, this is foreign direct investment, paid cash for their U.S. homes, according to an April 2010 report by the Realtors Group. International buyers, including recent immigrants and temporary visa holders. Vicki told us all about what's happening out there in Idaho. Some 10,000 to maybe 30,000 acres coming up, you know. Going to build one of these foreign enterprise zones there. And a lot of these people that are moving into the Idaho area are temporary visa holders. And if they invest $500,000 in this country, why, they get to have their citizenship free. It's act now. Don't wait. But that's not all. And you get to be a U.S. citizen. We'll throw in a Ginsu knife. Empty nesters. This is another side of the coin. All right? We all hear and all know and understand about Social Security going into the hoppers. Medicare, Medicaid is in trouble. Social Security Trust Fund, lockbox. We've been hearing about it all our lives. Well, here we go. The baby boomers are now all geriatric and they're coming into retirement age. Empty nesters. Their children have, well, some of their children have moved away. Some of them are still at home, living in the basement. Empty nesters or couples with children who have gone out on their own often pay cash when they move to a smaller house. You got 3 or 4 bedroom house, you don't need that much space. As the utility bills continue to go up, property taxes continue to go up, insurance costs go up, you want to get out of that big house, move into a small house, and they too are buying these distressed properties. We'll be right back.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora.
Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, March 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts, always here ready for you each and every day. Gold seems to have just about recovered all of its loss earlier in the morning, and it is right back to where it closed yesterday, within 40 cents. So we see a pretty strong move earlier in the morning in the gold market to drive the prices down. That was the action of the bears and the short covers and the government and J.P. Morgan Chase and others. And now the gold buyers are in there taking advantage of that dip and buying on the dip like every wise buyer would do. And that's exactly what we're talking about in the real estate market. Looking at this article, continuing from the Bloomberg website, rather interesting one here, cash-paying vultures feeding on U.S. housing as mortgages dry up, continues under the section subsection here, empty nesters. Empty nesters are couples with children who've gone out on their own, often pay cash when they move to a smaller house. And why do they do that? Because they have equity built up. They have equity built up in that little house that they bought, and they added another bedroom and another bedroom as their family grew, and their grandbabes were born, and so on and so forth. They just built on, maybe added on, maybe traded up. Well, now they're going the other direction. They're going to take their equity out of their home, and they're going to buy a smaller place. And if they can really leverage their way in and pick up one of these distressed properties, then they would have some extra slush fund to remodel the house and doll it all up so that it feels nice to mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, for the rest of their living days on the planet. All right? That's what they're talking about. Vacation home buyers don't use cash because it's hard to get a mortgage on a second home, while wealthy buyers often don't need a loan at all. You're seeing an increase in cash deals at both ends of the distribution curve. Cater said in an interview from Vienna, Virginia, quote, "You're seeing it in the hardest hit areas, where investors are coming in and picking up low-priced properties. And you're seeing higher cash activity at the upper end as well." Right? There's lots going on. Now, before you rush in, like they say, fools rush in, sometimes it's important to do your homework, and you need to look down the road a little ways. Are we actually going to see a collapse of the, you know, U.S. economy? Are we actually witnessing the end of the Federal Reserve note? Will there be something on the other side? Absolutely. But will it be good for you? Well, that's the gamble. That's the risk, right? And so you're going to have to gauge things very carefully and understand very well that in every decade, government, that would be those Talmudists, they change the rules of the game because they believe they own it all, including you, by means of their toxic currency, and very likely do. And they're not interested at all in that, seeing the middle classes rise their heads above the poverty line. And they'll do everything they can do to drive you back down so that you're always in there in the bread line, sucking off Uncle Suck's teat, right? That's the way it works in this country. New home sales fell to an annualized pace of 250,000, an all-time low in records dating to 1963, Commerce Department reported on March the 23rd. Existing home sales dropped to 4.88 million annualized pace. So what we're really seeing here is a buyer's market. Housing affordability is at an all-time high, according to records dating to 1970. you know, in America, sometimes people just don't have any economic sense. They always buy high and sell low. Mystifies me. But the time to buy is when prices are low, and the time to sell is when prices are high. Well, if you're just getting involved in the real estate business right now, the bubble's already gone bust. So now is the time to buy low and anticipate a day in the future when you can sell high. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, March the 29th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, welcoming to the airwaves Micro 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel 16 and TalkStream Live in our second hour. In the first hour of this morning's broadcast, we've kind of gone down this rabbit hole with the economic reports, looking at things that are happening in the real estate market. As you say, you know, some people do know how to make lemonade out of lemons, and there's lots of lemons out there in the real estate market, and things that we've discussed here on this broadcast for the last year and longer as to how one goes about, you know, profiting, if you will, in a downturn real estate market. We're now getting it all summed up for us, as many people have piled into this marketplace, okay? You don't want to get into it late. You want to get into something early, even if it is Amway, I guess. You want to get in on the ground floor, as they say. Make some money. Buy low, sell high. Well, as Will Rogers used to say, you know, buy land. They ain't making no more of the stuff. And when you're going to buy land in the path of progress and let it run over the top of you. Talk about that a little deeper in the next article. But mortgage financing to buy homes to rent is also shrinking. Residential mortgage originators are expected to fall $1.03 trillion this year from $1.57 trillion last year. So cash is king. Cash is king. That's a drop of about $6 billion in February from a monthly average of about $20 billion in 2007. What financing options will be available to investors in single-family properties who intend to rent them out? Question mark. Fratatoni. Good Irish name there. No, actually, he's probably, I don't know, Jesuit trained from Italy. That really has been cut back substantially. The financing options? Cut back substantially. Cash is king. This is an opportunity for you to move laterally and move down, buy down, sell an expensive home at a depressed price, move into a different area, pick up a bargain, and start the process over again. The fund, Delavoco Deals, the fund started buying homes in January of 2010, acquiring about 70 foreclosed properties in Broward, Dade, and Palm Beach counties with cash offers to get discounts. Broward, Dade, Palm Beach counties, folks, this is probably prime real estate, right? I mean, would you like to move from a two-bedroom, you know, rambler in XYZ podunk, you know, backwater into some waterfront joint? Well, you might be able to. Every time I drive by that house, he says, I know it's there. DeFrancesco said in a telephone interview, quote, I know the property, I know what county it's in, and I know it has tangible value to it. Tangible value, not paper value. Tangible value. Yeah, you could invest in gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium. You could invest in mining shares and mining stocks. You can also invest in real estate, terra firma. The plan is to hold the properties between 5 and 7 years. Now, see, that's the risk. This is your risk factor. What's the economy going to look like 5 to 7 years out? How's your crystal balls doing this morning? Your Ouija board pointer working for you? Can you look out 5 to 7 years and say we're not going to be in hyperinflation? We're not going to be in a time of excessive inflation? How's your ability to forecast the future? In January, Delavoco paid about $32,000 for a bank-owned four-bedroom home in Pompano Beach, Florida, that had sold at the top of the market in 2006 for $285,000. Delavco spent $11,000 to replace the interior sheetrock, plumbing, and appliances. Remember the broadcast? What was it, last week or the week before? Where I suggested that when you buy a distressed property, maybe they've had dogs and other things in the house, it's all torn up, the children went around and marked everything up with, you know, magic markers to a level of 3 feet above the floor line. When you go into a place like that, you don't piddle around with it. I would come in with my coveralls, my goggles, a respirator, and a crowbar, and I'd say, welcome to your new owner. And I'd just start in the front room and just lay all the drywall out and get it out into a dumpster and haul it away. Take it right down to the studs and take a look, see what we bought. Got termites, take care of them. You got dry rot, take care of them. Powder post beetles, cut those studs out and throw them away. Sill problems, take care of it. Plumbing problems, not a problem. Everything is wide open to you. All your wiring, all your plumbing. You want to add a closet, add a closet. Need to add skylights, add them. Whatever it takes, okay? But you just pull all the sheetrock out of it so you can look at the interior again and start over. Get rid of the $10,000 bird bath out of the yard. Move that, you know, hot tub out of the house. Get it gone. It creates way too much, gets way too much humidity inside the house, causes mold, mildew, and other things. And it's a specialty item, something that not everybody would be interested in. All it is it's a nightmare for in a rental property. Get rid of all that stuff. The house rents for $1,250 a month, and the annual property taxes and insurance cost about $2,500. Look at the cash flow. All right? We're the people that are going in, cleaning things up, renting the properties out to make nice homes for people. At the end of the day, they're worth a lot more. Pretty good article. It's up on Bloomberg this morning. You can find it. Read it. Here's a little bit more along that line. See if we can get this guy to open and see what it says. Here we go. U.S. Treasuries to publicly grade mortgage servicers over loan modifications. We're not out of the woods yet. Lots happening in the real estate market for the wise, those with ears to hear, eyes to see. Here you go. You don't have to cheat somebody out of money to make a living. You don't have to be a crook, a liar, a thief, or whatever. You can do things legally, lawfully, and orderly, and actually succeed even in a downturn if you know how to profit from it. Lorraine Woolert, writing this for Bloomberg, the U.S. Treasury Department plans to publicly grade mortgage servicers on how well they respond to homeowners seeking reductions in payments as the government encourages loan modifications to stem foreclosures. All right, so the government is trying to do what they can to stop the hemorrhage also. But let's remember that they're working with their masters, the bankers, all right? Timothy G. Massad, gosh, he couldn't be Irish, would he? Acting Assistant Secretary at the U.S. Treasury Department, said the agency will publicize servicer compliance beginning next month, according to the text of a speech prepared for delivery today at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He said companies will be graded on how they evaluate homeowners' eligibility for aid and how quickly they respond to customers. This is a voluntary program based on a contract. Everything's contract. Massad said in his prepared remarks, quote, we do not regulate the servicers and we cannot fine them, close quote. Transparency, he said, is the best way to improve servicer behavior. Servicer. Sounds almost like a whorehouse, doesn't it? The U.S. House of Representatives is scheduled to vote tonight on a bill to eliminate the two-year-old Home Affordable Modification Program. It's sunsetting out, which pays banks to modify borrowers' monthly mortgage payments. HAMP is the usurper administration's program intended to reduce foreclosure filings, which fell last month to 225,101, the lowest in 3 years. 225,000 homes in foreclosure last month. Wow. Be right back.
Extend your life with
Extendo-Vite. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Boy, you think that we're not in a, you know, a Talmud organized New World Order. This country hasn't been conquered. Here's a great paragraph right here. Mossad, again, this is the experts say, Mossad, M-A-S-S-A-D, you figure it out, is scheduled to speak to students at Harvard. That's be Harvard, darling. That's Ivy League, all right? Harvard's Mossavar Rahmani Center for Business and Government at the John F. Kennedy School of Government. The Mossavar, M-O-S-S-A-V-A-R, hyphen, Rahmani, the Center for Business and Government. Wow. Ain't quite Adam Smith Center, is it? Anyway, well, it's America we live in today, even at Harvard. Republicans and Democrats have complained about the program's effectiveness, particularly HAMP, a government watchdog, the Congressional Oversight Panel for the Troubled Asset Relief Program, that's TARP, criticized how aid was delivered. A major difficulty implementation of this program has been the poor servicers' performance, servicing the mortgages, servicing these loans. The servicers were accustomed to collecting payments on performing loans. They did not have the people, the procedure, or the systems to deal with this crisis. In other words, when people quit paying, they had no way to deal with it. Servicers collect monthly mortgage payments and handle other administrative chores for lenders. They also modify or foreclose on a loan in default. The five biggest loan servicers by portfolio size are, here's the list of characters, Bank of AmeriCorp, Wells Fargo Company, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Citigroup, Inc., and the GMAC unit of Ally Financial. They service more than half of the $10.6 trillion in U.S. home loans by value, according to data from news website MortgageDaily.com. The Treasury is projected to spend about a fourth of the $50 billion allocated for HAMP, according to the Congressional Budget Office. And there's more to this story, okay? So things are not looking, particularly rosy out there. But there are lots of people getting involved in trying to do something with this upside-down, inside-out, killing the economy, destruction of real property in this country. Loans, another article from Bloomberg, this one by Lorraine Wallert, loans with strict underwriting may be exempt from U.S. risk retention rule. Now, as we learned when we looked into the Commerce Clause and the Interstate Commerce Commission and studied the writings of Gustavus Myers in the history of the great American fortunes, we discovered then and know now that from the very inception of government in this country, especially under the several states and the federal union, it has been the great fortunes that have created not only the American Bankers Association, but also the American Bar Association, and they have basically created the Uniform Commission on Model Codes and Model Acts, Model Corporations, Business Acts, and all that stuff. And they've also gone in and infiltrated at every state house with their legislative bill drafting agencies, and in the U.S. government the same. And with the creation of this Administrative Procedures Act, changing everything around from to agency, so that we're all under rules and regulations, no rule of law here, we also discovered that they not only get the legislation that they draft and get it passed, but then they have the ability to come in and tinker and fine-tune with these huge pieces of legislation to get precisely what they wanted in the beginning, which was more profit and less transparency and more control. That's what this article points to. U.S. regulators may exempt banks and bond issuers who meet higher underwriting standards from new rules requiring them to keep a stake in the loans they securitize, according to a person involved in drafting the plan. So Dodd and the boys, they set out, ostensibly, to create a regulating body, and then the U.S. regulators, now that it's been passed, turn right around and may exempt the banks and the bond issuers who meet higher underwriting standards from new rules requiring them to keep a stake in the loans they securitized. So that was the problem originally. All right? They're creating all these loans, bundling them together, sending them off as, you know, credit default swaps and all of this other stuff. And God only knows who was holding the mortgage and who was holding the note. No one. Well, the FDIC, it needs to be a bailed out organization if there ever was one, is scheduled to vote on the draft rule today before presenting it for public comment. No, I know I don't know as much as Ralph Winterrode. You can find his broadcast elsewhere. But if you don't understand what I just said, you need to listen a little bit to old Ralphie and justbelli.com. And what are we talking about public comment? Well, this is how the agencies work. They pass something, they agree on something, and then they float it out there for public comment. Unfortunately, the generally dumb American people don't understand this process, never do comment. Wouldn't know where to even look in the Federal Register to find out what's going on. Would never voice an opinion if they had one. But the people that matter do, and they pay attention. Listen, other agencies, including the Securities and Exchange Commission, are scheduled to consider the measure starting this week. Now remember, it's being presented for public comment on a rule. Rules. The risk retention proposal offers a package of options tailored for business, auto, commercial real estate, and home loans, which would be eligible for exemptions under certain conditions, according to the person who spoke on a condition of anonymity because the rules aren't yet public. Exemptions. So we have all of these super sleuth regulators coming in, and they'll need to have big office, lots of people, lots of equipment, all kinds of business cards and letterheads and stationery and websites and automobiles and fleets of automobiles and parking lots and road sweepers and office cleaners and coffee service and all of that. And they're working for the banks and the lenders and the auto organizations. And they just act as another layer of bureaucracy that we don't need. Issuers of residential mortgage-backed securities would be exempt from having to retain risk if borrowers are creditworthy. Now, who determines if the borrower is creditworthy as we head towards hyperinflation in a time with ever-escalating unemployment, consumer sentiment in the bottom, you know, of the barrel? And yet, issuers of residential mortgage-backed securities would be exempt from having to retain risk. What do they mean by that? Well, they just sell it all. They package it up, bundle it, and sell it away. They don't hold the note anymore. They're not even interested in the mortgage anymore. They separate the A from the B. They go to robo-signing and bwing, 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 bwing. They just get right back on the gravy train. The rules are mandated by the 2010 Dodd-Frank regulatory overhaul and were designed to prevent the kinds of underwriting practices that contributed to the 2008 financial crisis. So who's in there lobbying for these changes? Why, the very people who profit from the exemptions. Now here's the real problem. The 367-page draft rule, this is just a rule. A rule. The 367-page draft rule, what's that? Half of the first third? Is that all of the Pentateuch in the Bible? A 367-page draft rule. It's not even done yet. Anyway, it took 8 months to craft, presents a range of possibilities. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I know I could talk about the Anunnaki or, you know, something synchronistic or something like that. Maybe we should talk about old people getting tasered while riding their bicycles or pushing their walkers to the Walmart store. And there's, you know, 1,001 different ways that you can go. But we've got some serious problems here, folks. Serious problems. No, we're not going to talk about concentration camp America here. We've been living in a concentration camp for 250 years. The 367-page draft rule, which took 8 months to craft, God only knows how much was spent on that, presents a range of possibilities rather than a one-size-fits-all plan for regulating the $2.5 million private asset-backed securities. Real big problem. In addition to the FDIC and the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, they're the ones that like to watch kiddie porn on their lappies. Agencies that will decide on the rule include the Federal Reserve, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, Federal Housing Finance Agency, and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Agencies that will decide on the rule include the Federal Reserve. Wow. I thought this was supposed to be regulations. Companies including J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, well, that's the Treasury, and Ford Motor Company have said that imposing a single method for retaining risk on different types of bonds would force expensive changes on sectors that are already retained risk, such as auto lending. That would make loans scarce and raise borrowing costs. We have this established two-party political system that acts as the facilitator for the things that the banking sector wants, and the captains of finance and industry bring all of these horrors into existence, you know, with their campaign contributions. Then they hustle them all aside for their congressional training camp prior to them being seated on the floor of the House and taking their first vote. And they find out what the real deal is and what they really stand to lose. It doesn't make any difference whether you come in carrying a tea bag or anything else. I'll let that go. I'll let it go, Will. All right. I'll let it go. Try and remember that we have children. This is a morning broadcast. It doesn't make any difference which party you come in under. The established two-party political system was created by the two-party system for the purpose of filtering out and weeding out all comers. It is the most clever scheme of division ever devised. And it is killing us. And as long as we allow it to continue to exist and allow Carol Quigley's words to become prophecy and gives the people the idea that they can vote the rascals out, we're going to be in trouble. We need to build a firewall of representation between us, we the people, in all of the several states and all of the 3,066 counties, and these batards wielding their magic checkbooks. And failing that, we're tubed permanently. Not just in the United States, but around the world. Let's go on to another article. I think I've just about knocked this one to pieces. There's so much more. You can find it up on Bloomberg if you want. But this is a little bit more along similar lines. Dying banks will keep alive, show secrets, Fed's data will reveal for the first time. Interesting headline. Craig Torres and Bob Ivory writing this for Bloomberg. We always go to Bloomberg. Might as well go right to New York City. Right into the pocket of Michael Bloomberg. Right into Manhattan, right into Wall Street. We start our days out. We don't have to take it from the blogosphere. We can just get it right from this O-sphere. And they love to boast, the Talmudist. Love to boast. Rub your face in it, you goy, you imbeciles. U.S. regulators closed Chicago-based Park National Bank in October of 2009 when it owed $345 million to one of the lowest-cost lenders in town. Who is that lowest-cost lender in town? Well, if you happen to be a bank, it's the Federal Reserve. At their discount window, Park National had been a constant customer at the window for more than 18 months before it failed. Records show that glimpse into the loan program gleaned through the Freedom of Information Act will be expanded this week with an unprecedented view of the secret lifelines the Fed extends to hundreds of banks. Officials plan to release documents that amount to more than 6,000 pages. Is that going to do anybody any good? Who's going to read the 6,000 pages? I won't. According to court records, Bloomberg LP, the parent company of Bloomberg News and News Corp Fox News Network, LLC, requested the records under FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, then sued after the central bank refused to release them. What's going on with Bloomberg? Bloomberg seems to be going crosswise to the Fed, or is he? I don't know. It's hard to figure it out. He seems to be doing some things right. But is he? Unless you know the inside of the dialectic, it's hard to figure it out sometimes. Without identifying them as of yet, Fed officials say all the discount window loans made during the worst financial crisis since the 1930s have been repaid with interest. Cases such as Park National's show how the lending amounted to a secret public subsidy with few questions asked. That little bank in town, upside down and inside out with debt, receiving tax dollars, funneled secretly through the Federal Reserve? Question mark. Here's a quote. Solvency is the big issue, said Arthur Wilmarth, a professor at George Washington University. Well, there's some Jesuits for you. In Washington, quote, was the Fed keeping banks alive when they should have died? We've heard all about the too big to fail. What about the too small to live? Banks were able to tap the window for loans at rates far below the market after subprime mortgage defaults contributed to record losses for them and credit markets began to seize up. They'll do anything to hide fractional reserve banking from the public's knowledge. Maybe one of these days we ought to get Dr. Gates on, or whatever his name is, Bates, Dr. Bates, Larry Bates. I had a chance to meet him in person, listen to him speak locally. One of our property rights Congress meetings, he used to be a banker, he got out of the business. Had a little trouble sleeping at night once he figured out what it was all about. The Fed really provided an inexpensive source of funding, Daniel Watts, former executive vice president of Park National, in charge of all business lines, said in a telephone interview. The FDIC estimates Park National's closure cost is insurance fund $656 million. Wow. Could you get strung out for $656 million and then just default on it? I don't know. It's not the worst of the story. The Fed is expected to release this week documents related to discount window lending from August of 2000 to March of 2010, including the peak months of October 2008, when loans hit $111 billion. That's the Federal Reserve loaning to the bank. The disclosures, the first of their kind, for a lending program that dates to 1914, will provide the fullest view yet of which banks needed the most public help during the crisis. These disclosures, did you catch that? The first of their kind for a lending program that dates to 1914. From the inception of the Federal Reserve Banking Cartel. Those Illuminati, if you will, the black nobility of Europe, as some would say, the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Wizards of Oz that stand behind the curtain, many of them direct blood relations of the Rothschilds, maybe descendants of the Fuggers and the Goldschmidts and the Goldblatts and the Goldensteins and others. Barclays Capital, State Street Global Advisors, Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation. There's a family of banks that own the Federal Reserve. And then the Federal Reserve has its 12 branches. And these disclosures are the first of their kind for a lending program that dates back to 1914. So I guess maybe we need to say bravo, Mr. Bloomberg. He's finally cracking the window open on this thing. Maybe. It doesn't make sense that he would. But maybe he's interested in doing something right. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Well, I guess it goes without saying that it wasn't the general of the dumb public that was in there lobbying the Senate successfully and making comments on the floor as these committees wrangled through their dangle deals. But they did, and it's out, and it's still being discussed. So just kind of keep our eyes on it and see how it develops over time. There's more information here on the news basket. However, for today, let's go into this one. Rising corn acreage failing to meet U.S. feed and ethanol use. Now, of course, the more corn acreage we use to create ethanol, the fewer acres we're going to be able to have for feeding people and livestock. And that's just going to be an axiom going forward. Jeff Wilson writing this for Bloomberg New News. U.S. corn planting will expand to cover the second largest area since World War II this year and still fail to meet demand for feed and ethanol. Take the ethanol out of this mix, and I think we'd be able to feed our cattle and our people and people around the world quite handily. But if we're going to try and make ethanol out of corn instead of sorghum or something else, yeah, that's what we'll be faced with. Sowing will expand by 4% to about 91.75 million acres, the most since 2002, and the second highest since 1944. get a picture of the magnitude we're talking about here. Corn will rise 5.7% to an average of $7.15 a bushel. You think people aren't out there buying up the farmland of America? You think the foreign direct investment isn't coming into this country buying up corn ground? You'd be mistaken if that's what you thought. The most since at least 1977, Abba Ofan and Kwan Kin Lee, analysts at the Standard Chartered Bank in Singapore, wrote in a report. Why would they be writing a report about how many million acres of land was being turned into corn for ethanol and feed from Singapore? A United Nations index that tracks the cost of 55 foods rose to a record in February, with higher prices contributing to riots in the Middle East and Northern Africa. The toppled leader in Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. That's driving up inflation and spurring central banks to consider higher interest rates that may slow global growth. My comments about Ronald Reagan come back to haunt us. That's right. Jack up the interest rates. Give the bankers more proceeds. Choke off the ability of people to buy and sell in the marketplace. And we'll curb that inflation, right? We will have inadequate acreage, which without spectacularly favorable weather will usher in a significant food shortage. Now, if you wanted to have a food shortage, if you wanted to use food and weather as weapons, then you definitely have to have inadequate acreage. And the more ethanol you call on, and the more subsidies you produce for ethanol, so that the farmers have the incentive to use genetically modified seed, then the more acres are put into ethanol corn, and the fewer acres are put into feed corn and food corn, and you can guarantee that you will have inadequate acreage and a significant food shortage will ensue. Ethanol production. In the year ending August the 31st, about 40% of the corn crop will be used to produce ethanol. About 40%. We are awash in oil. We have natural gas that we have to force back into the ground with jet engines. Lindsey Williams' testimony is accurate about the North Slope of Alaska. We have a glut of oil, I believe abiotic, and we're taking up 40% of our corn ground, and we're trying to create a subsidized product called ethanol. Wow. The price of wholesale beef in the U.S. rose to a record last week. Did you shop for beef over the weekend, folks? You ever seen prices like that on beef in this country? While the number of cattle in feedlots climbed 5%. No shortage of beeves, just a jacking up of the prices. Why? Well, when diesel is topping $3.50 a gallon, I mean, farming runs on diesel, folks. Even cattle ranching runs on diesel. Standard & Poor's GSI Agricultural Index of the eight prices has climbed 62%, blah, blah, blah. Last year, flooding in Canada, China, Australia, and the drought in Russia and Europe hurt crops from cotton to wheat. World grain markets face continued tightness, as record production probably won't be sufficient to make up for rising demand, the International Grain Council's said on March the 24th, U.S. soybean acres, those would be all genetically modified, by the way, may fall 0.8% to 76.786 million acres of genetically modified, unfit-to-eat soybeans. According to the Bloomberg survey, planting of spring and winter wheat may rise 6.8% to 57.239 million acres. And the area sown with cotton may increase 20% after prices more than doubled in the past year. You see an agricultural country coming in to view? As all, we export and outsource all of our manufacturing. we become serfs on the field. But unfortunately, we don't need serfs anymore. We don't need chattel slavery. We don't need wage slavery. We don't even need the wetbacks, because we do it all with machines. We do it all with machines. And the Caterpillar and John Deere, their stocks just soar. Soybeans for May delivery rose 0.6% to $13.56 a bushel today in Chicago trading. The oil seed has climbed 40% in the last 12 months. You don't think that the prices of food in the stores are going to go up and up and up and up? Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to have to scrub a soybean to try and get radiation off it. But ever since the Navy decided that they could make the radiation go away with a little bit of soap and water and elbow grease, it seems to be taking off. It's running viral. Shippers maintain the Tokyo route is the U.S. says radiation is easily cleaned off. That's right. Too bad they didn't realize that in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Christian Weinberg and Chris Cooper, writing this for Bloomberg, five of the six biggest container shippers, I mentioned this yesterday, five of the six biggest container shippers are maintaining their routes to Tokyo and Yokohama after the U.S. Navy said the radiation on vessels from the leaking Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant can be scrubbed off with soap and water. Wash your dog, folks, and your babies, too. Don't worry about nuclear radiation. Don't worry about that expensive potassium iodide and iodate. Just take a bath. Wash it off. That's right. It works. A.P. Moller Maersk, AS, Mediterranean Shipping Company, and CGMSA, the top three, are still serving Japan's two busiest container ports. 2.5 weeks after an earthquake and tsunami damaged the Fukushima plant, 220 kilometers or 135 miles to the north. Among the top six shippers, only Hapag-Lloyd AG, the number four, is diverting vessels to docks in the south of the country. The Japanese government is allowing ships to sail as close as 30 kilometers to the stricken reactors, and the International Maritime Organization, a United Nations agency, said operations in and out of Japan can continue as normal, with levels of radiation presenting no medical basis for imposing restrictions. It's all over, folks. There's no more oil in the Gulf. Everybody can come back to Louisiana. It's safe now. Everybody can go to the marketplace and buy things, right? Barry the Usurper didn't solve any questions last night. He left most of them unanswered. For those of you that watched the presentation, retchingly vomitous as it was, he didn't really solve anything. He didn't really say much of anything either. Trying to find an article here, which seems to have disappeared from my browser. I want to mention briefly in the closing moments that the EU, they're now trying to put together legislation that'll phase out automobiles in cities by the year 2050. That's right. No more cars in towns. Everybody will get their rickshaw, their bicycle, the moving sidewalks, the bullet trains, or just stay at home, under house arrest, perhaps. Well, we're all out of time for today. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.